The Brady Report for Golden Ponds Fishing in Marin Park. Goldenponds.com.au.
It is a Monday morning at the Brady. G'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Another weekend, more protests and a statue. Tell us more.
Yeah, this is really interesting what's happened in the past few hours in Bristol over in the west of England. There was a statue there, and it has been in Bristol for many, many years, of a 17th century slave trader. Now, Bristol was the heart of the slave trade in England back in the 16 and 1700s. Edward Colston was a very wealthy man, and he made his money from trading slaves. And he had an appalling reputation by all accounts from the history books. He donated some money towards hospitals and schools in the Bristol area, but this guy's wealth came from the slave trade. What's happened today is hundreds and hundreds of people gathered in central Bristol as part of the Black Lives Matter movement. They toppled his statue, they dragged it through the streets, and they dumped it into the harbour. It is now at the bottom of the sea. A lot of politicians, particularly the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, she says it is a despicable act. Others are saying that, you know, if you wanted the statue removed, there was a democratic way of doing it. But whatever, it's gone.
Gone indeed. What else is making news, Ender?
So, as of today, Millsy, quarantine kicks in if you are travelling to the United Kingdom, if you can manage to get here on a plane or a train from Europe. 14 days of self-isolation, and there's a $2,000 fine if you are found to have broken it. So I will be live in a few hours' time from St. Pancras, which is where the Eurostar trains come in from France. People will be required to fill in an online form telling the government where they will be staying. There will be spot checks, and if you're found to breach the new regulations, $2,000 of a fine.
Can't believe they haven't done that already. That is just amazing. All right, mate, have a great day. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.